Okay, so here I am driving on my way to school on the last day before Christmas break, and I was just contemplating kind of what I'd end up doing on the last day of school before Christmas break. Sometimes I have used that day to play statue with the kids as a reward for having a really good Christmas concert. For those of you who aren't an elementary music teacher, statue is when we put on some music. Sometimes they call it a freeze dance, and the music plays and they dance, and when the music goes off, they have to freeze until the music comes back on. It's a great way for me to get some new music in the kids' ears that maybe they haven't heard before, and it's also a good way for me to see how well they are listening to what the music sounds like and interpreting that in their movements, because we do that in other activities in the music classroom. Some years I have to show a movie because at this point in the year I have lost my voice from the stress of trying to get kids on pitch or right on the words for the Christmas concert, because in years previous, sometimes my Christmas concert is the week right before the last week of school, and so I am still trying to recuperate, which means showing a movie. So showing a movie at Christmas time usually means that I am showing some version of the Nutcracker. I have, I think, three versions. One is like the Nutcracker on ice, which is interesting. I like it. It's really old, and the reason I use it is because it is one of the few live-action ones that I found that's not super-duper cheesy. Which is strange since it's on ice, but it is what it is. I also have a cartoon version one. Some years we've watched or read the story and listened to the music and then listened or watched the cartoon version. I think it's called The Nuttiest Nutcracker, and it's just silly and goofy and crazy. The kids really like it, but I think it's really important to show them the original version first if I can, or at least let them listen to the music. Some years I have started a project with the first grade where we delve into the story of Hansel and Gretel, and then at the end of that unit we watch the opera in German, and that's a really fun lesson. Sometimes I start that right before Christmas so that when we come back we can get into the opera part of it. That one's a really interesting unit because I don't just put the movie up there and let them watch it. Since it's in German, we have to really listen to the music and watch for facial cues to see what's going on, which the kids really enjoy, and it's quite a challenge for them. Since I took German in high school, and even though that's been a long time ago, I can't translate directly, but I can translate well enough to let them know the general idea of what's going on in the show. And they really like seeing adults performing the kids. That really messes with their brain, trying to figure out how that works. And yeah, I think the little boy in the opera version that I have, it's from the Metropolitan Opera, it's being played by a woman, which they also, we have to have a talk about how that works. So, that's generally what I'm doing right before Christmas time. I'm wondering, what do you do in your classroom? How do you keep the kids from going absolutely crazy and still get something musical done? I know yesterday in kindergarten, we had just pure craziness going on. I teach in the cafeteria, and they were trying to get ready for the big Christmas dinner that our school does, where they invite the parents to come eat lunch with the kids. And so preparations were huge. Tables were being moved. While I was trying to teach, one of the cooks had dressed up in full elf regalia, and the kids are kindergartners, so they are just entranced by an elf walking around with the jingle bells on their toes. And reining that back in was tricky. I almost wish that I had gone to their classrooms instead of teaching in my usual teaching space. And I think next year that's something I'll add to my list of things to remember, note to self. If I'm there on the day they're having the Christmas dinner, then I need to teach in the kindergarten classrooms and not in the cafeteria where I normally teach. So anyways, that's what's been going on right before Christmas break at Iroquois West. I'd love to hear what's going on at your school too. Talk to you later.